as opposed, you know, that's
light
not
bread.
Light bread, okay. And you mentioned cornbread a minute ago. Do you know of any different types of cornbread? Like, say, for example, you make up the batter and you might cook, let's say, 3 or 4 at a time. They kind of look like pancakes, except, of course, made out of cornmeal.
Whole cake.
Those would be whole cakes. Okay. Have you ever heard of maybe an old-fashioned type of bread that people made on a board in front of the fireplace or something like that? Or did that just...
What you put in the fire?
Yeah. You know what that's called?
No.
Have you ever heard the word Johnny cake?
Yes.
Do you know what that is?
That's Johnny cake, isn't it?
Oh, the type that you make in the fire? In the fireplace? Okay. What about the type, have you ever heard of people talk about cornbread that they actually cooked in the ashes of the fire?
Ash cake.
Uh-huh. Or what about these things? They're made with cornmeal. They're about that size and they're round. And people like to eat them with fish?
Hush puppies.
Okay. Or this is a type of cornbread that I'm thinking of that you can make in a deep dish. And it's real soft, and you can take a spoon and kind of just dip it out like you would mashed potatoes.
Dumplings.
Have you ever heard of spoon bread? I haven't heard of spoon bread, okay. What about, what does the word corn pone mean to you?
Pone.
Corn pone.
Just one piece.
Just one piece, about what size? Size of your fist or bigger?
A pone, probably.
Is it shaped kind of like a little loaf or something like that? Okay, like a little loaf. All right. What about corn dodger? What is that?
I don't know what corn
dodger is. Don't know what a corn dodger is. Okay. What about these things? You know, you make up the batter or the dough and you fry it in deep fat. It's got a hole right in the middle of it.
Donut.
Have you ever heard of people taking dipping out some of that dough and just putting it in the deep fat and cooking it that way without a hole?
I've seen just a solid piece.
Uh-huh. Do you have any idea what those things are called? Don't know. Okay. All right. I was talking about, a minute ago, these things. Some people like to eat them for breakfast. You make up the batter and you pour them out, cook them 3 or 4 at a time. You call those what?
Pancakes.
You ever heard pancakes called anything else?
Okay.
Anything other than that? You ever heard people call them
flapjacks?
Flapjacks, yeah.
Flapjacks.
That's funny. I had a history teacher in college, and the first time I ever saw his name, the first semester I was in college, they had the computer printout for last semester's grades. And of course, his name was at the top of it as the teacher of the class. And his name was Pancake, Dr. Pancake. And some smart aleck had crossed out Pancake and written Flapjack above that, Dr. Flapjack. I thought it was kind of amusing. About how many pounds of about how much flour comes in a sack? Oh, say about that size.
About that size?
Yeah.
About that size, it's about 10 pounds sack of flour. Uh-huh. Is maybe about that size.
Uh-huh. Okay. Mm-hmm. What if you're cooking, do you ever make homemade bread?
Yes.
What do you use to make the dough rise?
Yeast.
Okay. What would you say
you mean for regular bread? That's what I use for rolls. I use yeast. Yeah. I use baking powder. Just regular biscuits.
Uh-huh. What about, do you ever put any egg in the bread?
What type? It depends on the type of bread.
Is there such a bread just called egg bread? Mm-hmm. Have you ever made that?
Yes.